I can give you a very strange statistic. This is weird, but I'm gonna talk about this because this relates to both me and you. Maybe it doesn't relate to everybody in the world. It relates, but this also relates to more and more people every day. So this is a growing area of personal development for everybody, everywhere on the planet, especially men.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that there's a higher whether or not you look at everything or one thing, you can still ignore everything that's important. Take everything that's important, put it to one side, and take one topic, right? And regardless of whatever else is happening in the world, whatever else is happening in life, there's a higher probability of a success in your long-term relationship if you're married than if you're not married. Regardless of whatever else is happening. Doesn't matter if you're happy or unhappy, or your partner is happy or unhappy. Just statistically, right? No, it's not logic. I'm not talking about logic in terms of rational thinking and how you want to bond in terms of a relationship. I'm just talking about one thing that a person can do that will boost their success rate by 15 to 20%, right? This is a really, really, really bizarre. Initially, if you look at it from the very first perspective, bizarre statistic is that there's 20% less chance of success in any relationship if the partners are not married compared to if they are married. And the reason I think for this, I haven't studied this in depth. I'm just looking at my own personal experience and other things that I've read about, is that in open relationships, there can be things that are unspoken about that in a marriage you have to speak about.
Mm.
And for a lot of people, that process helps. I think another part of the help in that process is that this is crazy. I've always recommended this, not thinking that it would specifically relate to my situation, but knowing that it could. I've always recommended that marriage was a good idea because most people, before they get married, need to go through some form of joint therapy before they get married. And this was originally a religious principle where, say, for example, in Christianity, if two people wanted to get married, they would have several months of meetings with the priest before they got married, where the priest would sit down with them and talk about and get them to talk about their expectations, their ideals, mm-hmm. their future, their plans, their family, the ideas about family, the ideas about problems and how to resolve them and stuff. Which otherwise, you know, it's just a helpful thing to do, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And to give people a construct and a framework outside of their family. Well, you can learn things within your family as well, but to give people a construct outside of their family for freedom to try new things if they needed that as mm-hmm. well, and to learn new things and to bring ideas together. And I've always been a person who has said, let people do what they want to do. You know, it's a free world. It's a free planet. If you want to do this, do this. If you don't want to do it, go and do something else. And I still believe all of that. But just looking at things statistically, it's quite bizarre that one element can be the difference between success and failure. If only because it gets people to communicate even more, and it provides a level of security for the child.